From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Attack on Tripoli Hotel results in 8 deaths. Libyan authorities say 5 foreigners and 3 guards were killed Tuesday in an attack on a Tripoli hotel popular with politicians and international workers. Security officials at the Corinthia Hotel said assailants stormed the building after blowing up their vehicle and shooting staff members. It was not immediately clear who carried out the attack, but a group identifying itself as the Tripoli Province of the Islamic State claimed responsibility in an online statement. Social media reports connected the hotel assault to retaliation for the capture of Abu Anas al-Libi by U.S. forces in 2013. A native of Libya, Mr. al-Libi was linked to the 1998 al-Qaeda bombings of U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. U.S. President Barack Obama arrived in Riyadh on Tuesday, leading a 30-member delegation to pay respects following the death of Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes told reporters traveling with Mr. Obama that the delegation will also meet with new King Salman bin Abdulaziz. Mr. Rhodes said some of the leading issues that probably will be discussed are the U.S.-led military campaign targeting Islamic State militants in Syria and the situation in Yemen, where U.S. airstrikes have for years targeted fighters from al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, CIA Director John Brennan, and the head of U.S. Central Command General Lloyd Austin are among the members of Mr. Obama's administration going to Saudi Arabia. The group also includes officials from previous presidential administrations, according to the White House. This is VOA News. U.S. President Obama said the United States can become India's best partner. As he concluded a 3-day visit to New Delhi today, he said the U.S. wants to partner with India to lift people out of poverty, further industrial and technological growth, and fight climate change. He said India can be a powerful agent for change in its neighbors as well, particularly in promoting the need for child vaccinations. Mr. Obama called for a promotion of cleaner fuels to help fight global warming. It's a funeral in Mariupol in Ukraine. The funeral of 3 children, the mothers weeping. Ukraine's parliament has approved a statement labeling Russia as an aggressor state, while European Union leaders threaten to widen sanctions against it for continuing to back separatists in eastern Ukraine amid escalating violence in the region. Amidst all the shelling and violence, one has to ask, what about the children in Ukraine? Lisa Schlein has this from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund says children in conflict-ridden eastern Ukraine are suffering enormous levels of stress. Speaking from the capital, Kiev, UNICEF representative in Ukraine, Giovanna Barberis, told VOA the team was able to go to rebel-controlled areas. She says they did a hurried assessment of 12 underground bomb shelters and found an estimated 1,000 children hiding there.
Now, obviously, parents and adults are with these children, but children are not going out very often because, of course, of the security situation. So they're dropping out of school or not being able to receive proper health care.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. About 300 survivors of the Auschwitz-Birkenau Nazi concentration camp gathered today at the site in Poland to pay their respects to victims who perished in gas chambers or from inhumane treatment and disease. When the death camp was liberated on January 27, 1945, by the Soviet Army, soldiers found 7,000 prisoners, some of them children. Roman Kent, an Auschwitz survivor.
We survivors do not want our best to be our children's future. I hope and believe that this generation will build on mankind's great traditions, tempered by understanding that these traditions must embrace pluralism and tolerance.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.